And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast for today is calling for to be partly cloudy, a high of 24, winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. There will be a winter weather advisory in effect for a portion of the listening area beginning tonight at midnight and running through noon on Saturday. That winter weather advisory is in effect for Harrison, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties for total snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches. Here in the Atlantic area, we expect to see around 1 to 2 inches of snow on Saturday into Saturday night. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers today said with the weekend weather forecast predicting accumulating snowfall on Saturday into Sunday morning and a winter weather advisory in effect for a part of the listening area, the Clarinda Police Department would like to remind the citizens of Clarinda about the snow ordinance again. The ordinance says that no person shall park any motor vehicle or other apparatus upon any street of the city that will obstruct the removal of snow when there's been an accumulation of 2 inches or more. Any vehicle left parked on the street in violation of the ordinance may be impounded, and the registered owner of the vehicle subject to a $30 parking fine, in addition to any applicable towing and storage fees before their vehicle is released. The chief says the parking ban will remain in effect until the snow stops and the streets have been plowed from curb to curb. The Atlantic Police Department on Thursday reported two arrests. Thursday morning, 46-year-old Benjamin Edelman of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication and harassment with personal contact. And on Wednesday, 26-year-old Bryce Baker of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. A Pottawatomie County man was sentenced this week to prison on a firearms charge. 56-year-old Patrick Daniel Campy of Council Bluffs was sentenced February 3rd in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court to 60 months in prison, to be followed by 3 years of supervised release for persons prohibited in possession of a firearm. Campy pled guilty to the charge on September 21st of 2020. On May 12th of last year, the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives Task Force officer received a tip regarding a felon with warrants living in Council Bluffs who was in possession of a firearm. Campy was located at the targeted residence and taken into custody. Inside the home, officers located a loaded Glock 26 9mm pistol, small amounts of methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia in the home. The investigation was conducted by the Council Bluffs Police Department and the ATF and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. And the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa yesterday announced 39-year-old Brian Keith Messer of Omaha was sentenced in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court to 24 months in prison, followed by 10 years of a supervised release for failure to register as a sex offender. Messer pleaded guilty to the charge on October 16th of 2020. He was convicted in Nebraska in 2016 of attempted sexual assault of a child in the third degree. As a result of the conviction, Messer is a sex offender and is required to register as a sex offender under the Sex Offender Registration and Notification Act. But in October of 2018, he moved from Nebraska to Iowa and did not register in the state of Iowa as required. His investigation was conducted by the United States Marshal Service and again prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 60-year-old Edward Paul Swanson of rural Brattyville had been arrested Wednesday on a Page County warrant for failure to appear in court. Swanson posted a $1,000 bond and was released pending future court appearances. The Federal Drug Administration, or DEA, has announced its new special agent in charge of its Omaha division that covers all five Upper Plains states. The agency named Justin King as the division head, overseeing the division's 11 offices. King began his new duties this past Monday, replacing Richard Salter Jr., who had retired from the DEA in January. King's territory includes Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, and a handful of counties in western parts of Wisconsin and Illinois. He's a 19-year veteran of the agency and comes to the Omaha division after serving 3 years as an assistant special agent in charge of the Little Rock, Arkansas district office. A teen wanted in connection with the fatal shooting at a mall in eastern Wisconsin has been arrested in Iowa. The Grand Chute Police Department announced U.S. Marshals arrested 17-year-old Desmond Ellis Thursday in Des Moines. Ellis's arrest comes days after authorities say he fatally shot 19-year-old Giovanni Frosto of Neenah, Wisconsin, and wounded another person inside the Fox River Mall, which is outside of Appleton. Outagamie County prosecutors say the shooting last Sunday came after the two began arguing over a girl who was with Ellis. The shooting forced crowds of people to shelter in place inside the mall. Outagamie County prosecutors filed charges of first-degree intentional homicide and first-degree recklessly endangering safety against Ellis on Tuesday. Well, seven Democrats in the Iowa House are not going to the Capitol for COVID-related reasons. House Democratic Leader Todd Pritchard of Charles City is again asking Republicans who control House rules to let legislators go online to participate in their committee work.
There are some simple things that the speaker's office could adopt in terms of going virtually with committees and allow voting and things like that, that allow members of the public to participate in the process and be heard at committee, and as well as keep people safe.
House Speaker Pat Grassley, a Republican from New Hartford, said proper precautions are being taken inside the Capitol building, and staying away from the building is a personal choice.
Iowans all across the state are still getting up, going to their jobs, and doing it in as safe and responsible manner as possible. I think if we're going to expect our teachers to be doing that, factory workers and our grocery store workers, I think they would have an expectation of the legislature to be doing the same thing.
Democratic Representative Amy Nielsen of North and Liberty had announced on last Saturday that she tested positive for COVID. She and six other House Democrats are either in quarantine because of a potential exposure to someone with COVID, or because they are at high risk of serious illness if they contract the virus. Pritchard said besides internal House operations, Republicans are ignoring the pandemic from a policy perspective as well, and should be doing things like coming up with a plan to better deploy COVID vaccines.
I'm hearing from people who are truly suffering, you know, with rent and with just their daily lives, with their jobs and supporting their family. And this is infuriating, the lack of response. And so it's time to get serious.
Grassley says a series of bills designed to improve access to child care are on the House agenda for next week, along with discussion of how much more state support to send to Iowa's public schools. That is a check of the news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.